We are on Daf, Pei Zayin on Medbeis. Let us perhaps take a learn the Taisvis, Bektoni, Beloyoid, Alachayim, Shechablobo, Chayovim, Litain Lavia. We had here, this is going on the first Paraisa. The first Paraisa said that if Achayim were Choyvel, Ayabas Ktana, they give to the father. And we have a kasha from the second baraisa that says you give to them. Vim taima maikoshe. So Taisus asks, what is the problem? Ha'ukma kamaisa b'shevis. We had said that the first baraisa is speaking about shevis. And everyone holds that shevis belongs to the father. So mamela, so you give it to the father. Ubasraise diktoni bibnoisov shalachirim ktanim yasolahem segula. You give it to them. Dilma mairi bishardvor. Maybe it's speaking about other things. Going nezek bitzar. So memele, maybe these two braises are speaking about two different things. There, the first braise that says you give to the father. So the Gemara says according to Rav, this is speaking about Shevis. Shevis goes to the father, because since Maishia, that belongs to him. So Memela, the Shevis also belongs to him. The second Baraisa says, someone was Choyvel Babasktana, you give to them. Maybe it's speaking about Nezik and Tzal. Nezik and Tzal, according to Rav, does not belong to the father, so that is why you give it to them. The Eshloima, so Taisa says, two Terutzim on this Kasha. The Mistoma have a Dum Yedischorim. The second Baraisa says also, by Schorim, Choyvel them, you give to them. The Yazalem Skula Ditu, if they're Ketanim, so there it's speaking about Mairi Afilu B'Shevis. There, by the Schorim, you give the Shevis also to them, because She'ein Maisi Yedeyim Lo'ob. So Memele, the second Baraisa includes Schorim Ketanim and the Kevish Ketanim. Now, by Schorim Ketanim, you give them Shevis also, because their Maisi Yadayim does not belong to the father. And it says, Nekeves Ktanis also you give to them. So it's some Dum Yedischorim, which is including Shevis. So it seems you give Shevis to them. In the first Baraisa, it said you give Shevis to the father. That was Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. You can't say that the second Baraisa is only speaking about Nezik and Tzar. Va'oid nuchalaforish. Now, Tais wants to say a second tereitz. Not that the second baraisa is also speaking about Shevis. So Tais says, no, the hodik toni bebonov ubibnoisov potter. The second baraisa says, if a person was chayvel bebonov ubibnoisov is potter, Moses, because it's some al shulchanai. So Tais says, hainu davki b'shevis. Because the whole baraisa is only speaking about Shevis. Not about Nezik and Tzar. Usvoru, Namahechi Taisi is the Baraisa only speaking about Shevis. So Taisvi says, the Leslon Miftarei Mishum de Smuchim al Shulchone, this Svore, since he's giving them Mizoinis, so therefore if he was Chayv on them, he should not be Mechuyev to pay them. So Taisvi says, this Svore is only a Svore in Shevis. Since he's giving them mezainis, it's as well, he shouldn't have to pay his shevis. Elami shevis. Loi mishar dvor. Why? The b'chol mokei, all over, maise yodeh la'ov, tachas mezainis, the gabi isha, ve'evedivri, uknani, ubite, shemaski b'chol mokei, maseimi ve'ini zontra. We see all over that the schus maise yedayim is dependent, it's intertwined with nesinis mezainis. Can you say asay mi veinis oncha only benev knani, not benev divri, not by a bas? Ulefize, so memele, so the second baraisa that says that the father was choyvul bohem, it says that he's potter to pay because he gives them mezainis, can only be speaking about Shevis. It cannot be speaking about Nezik Mitzah. Lefizos HaShapir. So the lemotzi look me basraisa bishad vom chutz mishemes. Toises and esta kasha. Let us say that the second baraisa that says that Yasalem school is going by Nezik Vitzal. So Toises says it can't be speaking by Nezik Vitzal. The bishad dvorim by Nezik Vitzal. Afilu bonav uvnoisav shaloi chai. It would be speaking Nezik Vitzal and he would be chayvul them. He'd be chayv to pay them. וכן משמה דמיתם סמוכים על שולחונוי אין לפויטרוי אלו משמס. Now, there's going to be another raya to this yesod, that what we say he's potter to pay bonov of noisov, since he's giving, supporting them, it's only up to אלו משמס. פורך לאל, the Gemara asked before Kashem, the Gemara asked, if it's speaking about smuchim, gedoylem yitain lahem miyad. The Gemara said the reason the father is potter, because smuchim ashuchan, ibismuchim gedoylem yitain lahem miyad, lavim boylem esev, you should give to the father. Then the Gemara said, it's not because it's awesome miyalma. Fine. But let's go on the kash. And Moses, if it's speaking about smuchim al shulchanom, why do you give them? Give the father. Mashme mishum deukmi b'smuchim. Since it's speaking about smuchim, horich the Gemara es the lavuin boy lemeisa. Since it's speaking about smuchim al shulchanom, give the father. Umenayim loize. Where did the Gemara get this? That since it's smuchim al shulchanoi, so the Gemara has to ask that it goes to the father. Where did they get this? E mishum de medama leila metzia. If the Gemara held that, well, you see, metzia also smuchim al shulchanoi belongs to the father according to Rabbi Yochanan in the parentheses. Abahol Shmuel. Good. According to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe you could compare to Metziah, just like by Metziah, Smuchim al Shulchanoi, by Gedolim it belongs to the father. So my main who are then by Shabbos it should belong to the father. But Halishmuel, but Shmuel ain't Metziah Godel Laov. But according to Shmuel, ain't Metziah Godel Laov. So my main how could the Gemara ask with the Pesazapshites if it's Smuchim it belongs to the father? Shmuel holds the Moshe Neves, if it's smuchim, it should belong to the father. According to Shmuel, smuchim by a godel, even though he's somach al shulchan over, but it doesn't belong to the father. But if it's only speaking about Sheves niche, the svaru, kiven shuhu zon oisom, there's a svaru, since he's given them a zaynis, the Sheves shalahem yiyah, their Sheva should be Lo'ov Kedefrishis. The Sova HaMakshe, the Filu La'yiyu, because they says it's intertwined, Sheves and Mezainis. The Filu La'yiyu Maisei Gedoylem Lo'ov, the Gemara held, even though the Maisei Yedem does not belong to Lo'ov, Afa Pishu Zona Yisa, Bikom Okim Heichi, the Osim Alme, Kesheves Svaru Shei Lo'ov. And the Gemara says that the father is in Makbet because it's also Me'alma. So if the whole Cheshbon is that Sheves is intertwined with Mezoinis, so what's the Kashi for Metziah? For Metziah, the Mashmi, the Havamina, the Sheves love, Havanicha, then it would be good. So have a Kashi like, Mimitsiya anezik vitzava ripi yoboishis v'loi havi lov. Shem de mitsiya dom mitfela maisi yodel. Mitsiya is a similarity to maisi yodel. Kedi oma bereish mitsiya seisha, mitsiya osa ka adofa shidei atchak domi. If she finds the mitsiya belongs to her husband, dumye, that if she overworked at all, it has a din of adofa shidei atchak. And the is going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Let us continue the Gemara. My segula, it says by Ktanim Yasalam segula Rav Chisda Omar Sefer Torah. So you buy for a cotton a Sefer Torah, and so there's a Karen, and he has Peiris. He can learn with the Sefer Teich. Rabbi Ravuna Amar, Dikla the Ochel Minei Tamri. You buy a deco, and so there's a keren, and it's nice peiros. V'chein Omar Reish Lokish, Reish Lokish also holds like Rav, Reizokso Teiro La'av Elo Shvach Nu'urim Bilvad, that the father only hears Shvach Nu'urim, means maybe by Shisabgam or the other Mahalchim in the Gemara, but not by the Mechavola. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afilu Ptzia. Ptzia also belongs, if they gave a wound to the daughter, you pay the Dmei Ptzia to the father. Ptzia is Al-Kadaita, Avila Avalosa, Gimiboyle, Ela Chavola, the Afreso Mikaspo, Avil Ptzia, the Afreso Mikaspo, Leika Miboyle, speaking about a wound that was made in her face, and there's a scar, and it's after some mikaspo, so Rashi is after some mikaspo, so that is, so Rabbi Yochanan holds that a scar that takes down her value from Mechire, that goes to the Yav. Agavulcha, we just see from this Rashi, and that Peches Medalf is not like Taisus Peizayin and Medbeis Omolo Lizichsa Teira Lo. The Taisus wanted to say that by Mechire, even the Pchas Mechire Afilu Rav and Reish Lakish Amoide that goes to the Yov, and in the Machlokes Dafke by Kedushin Taisus says a Mahalach, and here Rashi says for Kedusha Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about Pchas Mechire, so we see Rabbi Yochanan. Is Rashi is chaylik on Taisus. Now let us start the next sugya. We had in the Mishnah chayvul bebeknani shalachayim chayiv. A person was chayvul bebeknani shalachayim yachayiv yachayiv chamisha dvorim, and Rabbi Yehuda said ein laavodim boishes. That there's no tashlumei boishes to a nebeknani. So even machlikis tanoim, if you pay boishes to a nebeknani. My time, the Rabbi Yehuda. What is the time of Rabbi Yehuda? Omakro. So the Gemara says the parsha of Boishes speaks as follows: Ki yinotzu anoshim yachtov ish va'ochiv. They were fighting ish va'ochiv, and then later, and then the ishtai of one of them was mevayish the second one. So kaponim. He's the one who was nizbayish is called Ochiv. Bimi sheyesh loy achva, yotze eved she'ein loy achva. We'll soon see what pshat is. So memela, an eved doesn't have achva, so therefore an eved, there's no din boishes, because by the parsha of boishes, it says that the person who was nizbayish had this, was called a Ochiv, so here's the mail of achva. The Rabbonon says an Eved does have a Maila of Achve. Ochiv means Ochiv hu b'mitzvahs. That an Eved is an Ochiv to a Yid because they have a similarity that they're both Chayiv b'mitzvahs. So it's called Ochiv b'mitzvahs. Now let us see Rashi. Yotza Eved she'ein loy Achvo. Im Yisrael, an Eved does not have Achva with a Yid, she'enai bo bekol. He's not bo bekol. So this is a very difficult Rashi. The Teres Chaim asks on Rashi, so you're saying that Achva means someone who's bo bekol, so a mamza p'suadaka k'rushofche, there should not be any boishes, because she's not bo bekol. No one ever said such a thing. Perhaps Pshat in Rashi is, the Raivet says, the Raivet on our Gemara says, Eved ein loy achva. Eved doesn't have achva. It's a very unclear lotion. What does this mean, an Eved doesn't have achva? So the Raivet says, kulve koma. He doesn't have relatives. Avogeh, yesh loy kuvas ishus B'chayvei ishtoi. That means that the word achve really means relationships, and we mean a relationship, so the Ravid wants to explain the difference between a ger and an Evet Knani. Now, because there's a big problem over here. You have, let's say, you have a guy that was Megaya himself, so he also doesn't have any brothers. Doesn't have any brothers. So why is this called Yesh Le Achva? So the Ravid says, again, he has a brother-in-law. If he'll marry an Isha, he has Kuvas Ishas. That means the Kroivim of his wife are his Kroivim. So Memele, so Ager has Kuvas Ishas. Masha Einkein, an Evet Knani, so Lochei Reb Shadda says, an Evet Knani cannot have Kuvas Ishas. Lochei Reb Shadda is like this. Lachai Reb Shat is, and if we are bothering, we'll see Taisa says another Malach, Rashi says a second Malach. If you learn Kipshutai, that an Eved, when he becomes an Eved, so an Eved is also a Geirus. So he had two Goyim, and then one became an Eved Knani, so he doesn't have any brothers, because that's a Geirus. It's a Geirus, he doesn't have any brothers. So he doesn't have any brothers, so Memele, so there's no Dimboishes. The Dimboishes on someone that has a brother. So the Kasha is, if you have two Goyim, and one was Megayim, so he also doesn't have a brother. That's the problem. The Geir, if you have two Goyish brothers, and then one was Megayim, so he also doesn't have a brother. That's the problem. So why are you saying there's no Boishes by a Never? There shouldn't be Boishes by a Goy also. So therefore the Ravid said, We don't mean, a ger also doesn't have a brother, but achma means kulve. A ger can have a brother-in-law. That means kulvas ishtoi. He can have a brother-in-law. A evet can't have a brother-in-law. So why can't an evet have a brother-in-law? Because he can't marry an isha, because he's a labas tvisis kedushin. So it could be, that what Rashi says, she'ena bo bekohol, that Rashi means not about the Issa, he's not allowed to lo yovei bekohol. That's not, Amam says also, ene yochol lovei bekohol. But if we need the kubas issues, that means Amamza can have kubas issues. He marries and Amamza got his brother also. But Amamza has kubas issues. A eved ain't a bobikal. Rashi doesn't say also love bobikal. Ain't a bobikal, so he can never marry an isha. So he doesn't have kubas ishas either. So that way he's different than a ger. Lishnachine, eved ain't loy achva. He doesn't have a brother. Shemuter ba'achoisoi. He's allowed to marry his sister. Ubeishis Ochiv is allowed to marry his brother's wife. Tasib Am Achamer, Amademulachamer, Vizesh Shamati. So Rashi, let's see Taisis, then we'll come back to Rashi. Yotza Eved She'en Loi Achva. Perish. So Taisis had a problem. If you'll say Kipshutoi, that when a goy becomes an Eved Knani, so he's not related to any of his brothers, so then we have a problem. When a goy becomes a ger, he's also not related to any of his brothers, because gershon is gaka kotin shenay ladomi. So what is the difference between an evet knani that's called ein lo yachve and a ger that's called yesh lo yachve? So perish ein yoytze chalotzov kuyim ach. So Taisa says the children of an evet and a shivche, they're not called brothers. That means because there's no yichus whatsoever to an eved. An eved is a amadim alachamer. There's no yichus whatsoever to an eved. So memela ein loy achva means he can't create achva. That means every father
creates Achva. His two sons are brothers. So he can create Achva. I'm not talking about the father alone. The Ger also doesn't have a brother, but he can create Achva by his children. He can have children that are brothers. And Eved cannot create Achva by his children because his children are not miyuchosim Achva. So Mamela, they're not brothers. There's no yichus bachlal to the parent. Masha'en came begir. Ba'af al-pisha bekuntres perish ein lay achva shemutel ba'achoysoi ube'eshes ochiv. Tersiv amachamer amadim alachamer. Biyayt mechalot sabreysa kuntres lefosh. Rashi, not talking about the Eved alone. The Eved alone, the Ger alone, is also mutel ba'ochiv ube'eshes. Rashi is speaking about the children of a Eved. There's no kulva between them. There's no acha between them because they're not the shachas to their father. And the Rabbonim say, achva means something else. Ochivu b'mitzvahs. He's chayv b'mitzvahs like an isha, so he's called an ach. B'kitza, so now we have here a machlekes. The machlekes originates by Boishes. The chiyuv tashlumei Boishes was said by a person who falls into the category of ochiv. So here now machlekes is an ev, does an ev knani fall into the category of ochiv? Rabbi Yehuda holds no, and the Chachamim hold yes, because ochiv hu b'mitzvah. Elo meyata. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, zayme mei eved loy yaroidu. If someone wanted to kill an eved, and later they were mazim them, loy yaroidu, so you shouldn't kill them. Tersiv vasisem loy kashezomam lasis laochiv. Einshei hazome was only said if he wanted a lasis laochiv. So an eved knani is not called ochiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. So memele, so you shouldn't give them einshei hazome. Now let's just ask a pertinent kasha who says you do give, but let's forget about that kasha. The Gemara understood that you do it. They said that an Eved killed someone. The Gemara somehow understood that you give them Oinshe Yazome. And the Gemara is asking Akashe. The Gemara is asking Akashe that, how do you give them Oinshe Yazome according to Rabbi Yehuda? How do you give them Oinshe Yazome according to Rabbi Yehuda? L'chayre, it says, Zomam Lasseis Loch. Now let us just see Taisvis for 1 second. We'll come to Rashi soon. Zayme moi eved lo yaroigu. So it seems Taisvis had this Sa'orim. Somebody who says he killed him. Maybe you don't kill him. I mean, there's enough in the Pasuk. He killed a person. Edom or Zaymim that Larigas eved that says he killed him. Maybe you don't kill him. No, but Taisvis says, V'kivin dehem lo yaroigu. If you won't kill them, Gam Eved lo yehorek. So now if an Eved will kill, you also can't kill the Eved. So Taisvah seems to be saying, and I have a Rai, if an Eved kills, you kill the Eved. No, how can you kill the Eved? You don't have any Eidim, it's Eidim Shata Yochel Azima. So Taisvah seems to be saying the basis of the Gemara's Kasha, how the Gemara assumed for Adava Poshet that if the Zaymim Larigas Eved, you kill the Eidim, because if an Eved kills, you kill the Eved, and if you wouldn't kill the Eidim, it's Eidish Yata Yochalazi. That's what seems it's Pshat and Taisvis. So Bekitzel, we have a Kashin. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Sheshes, Omar Kro, Ubiyarta oro mikirbecho. Now this is a very difficult Gemara. What's the answer? What is the answer? It's a yes, the kash, it's Eidish Yetiochel Azimam, or it's a Rasis Mokizom Alasis Loche, Ubiyarta oro mikirbecho. So what's the teretz? The only teretz I
think I understand is the Sameach and Uchas Ritzeach per Beis Halacha Tes seems to be saying Pshat and Dinamuk. If we will assume, like, what the Lactoisvis, the Kasha is, an Eved kills, I'll be Eidim, he won't be able to kill him, because it's Eidish at Yochel Azimah. It should be like that. So the Gemara says, so it's all come out, you have an Eved that's a murderer, and you'll never be able to bring him Ladin, because it's Eidish at Yochel Azimah. And the pasuk says, "V'yata rami kebecha," which would seem I'm capable of getting rid of the ra. Now, how can you be capable of getting rid of the ra if you don't can never have eidim that can be made on him? So the samech is eiskishpalt as achiv by eidim zayim means achiv b'mitzvahs. That means from a v'yata ra. That means all the time. All the time, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ochiv does not mean Ochiv in mitzvahs. It means more than that. But over here, by Eidim Zoymimim, if you will say, I think that's what Tayyar Sameach means, if you will say that you need a real Ochiv by Eidim Zoymimim, so come out, you'll never be able to kill an Eved. So you'll have a terrorist walking down the streets and you can never kill him. So al kocha, this of v'yalta rami kibecha, I can derive that here achiv means achiv b'mitzvahs. Now let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Zaymim eved edim shechayvu mises bez edim v'machayiv mises bez v'nimso zaymimim loy yeholdu. That was the Gemara's kash. Now, so Rashi had this problem. So maybe ain't a chanami. What's the raya that you killed them? Alome kinlom. So Rashi's, but we know clear the eved ki Yisrael leinyan misas bezdin. Tisnan b'miseches makis. The Yisrael loike v'goyle al yedei Eved. So Rashi says, so Rabbi Kivega did not understand Pshat and Rashi. He says, Rashi here came to prove that Zoymimei Eved, if Edom Zoymimei wants to say that Eved is chayim Misa, you'll give them Misa. And the question is, why do you give them Misa? It's not Ochid. And we see that you do give them Misa, because says V'Yisrael loike v'goyla yedeyev. So the pashas of Rashi means, V'Yisrael hits an Eved, he gets Malkis. When Yisrael kills an Eved, he's goyla. So you see, you are punished. You are punished if you kill an Eved. So L'chayrei v'zoi, so Edom Zaymimim should also be punished. But Kivege doesn't understand the kasha. If you kill an Eved, you're chayiv, because you thought you killed them. But if you were zaymim to kill an eved, that's not, he didn't do a maise. His mom is a kul, it's a knas. He didn't say he wanted to do it. Could be taki yapota. Here's the xeris akosa of ochiv, and so could be that he yataki pota. Could be here yataki pota. So he doesn't understand Rashi. Then he says, maybe Rashi means, Rashi means, it says over there, Rashi didn't bring it down, but Rashi means it said an Eved is also Goyle. Now how is an Eved Goyle? How can you say Eidus on an Eved? Is a Raya that the Daimim may Eved, he could say Eidus. Zuchabe Kevege, it could be the case that an Eved is Goyle if he was Horeg Bifnei Bezdin. So then you don't need Eidus for Chlal. The whole din of Eidish at Yochel Azim is Bagodas Eidis. But if a person killed Bifnei Bezdin, you don't need a Hagod of Eidis. Like Teshmi Gdeila Miri, but it's not an Eidis to Kedin. So could be. So that, what if Rashi's Raya is, we'll say Rashi, we'll take Rashi with a grain of salt. Not that Rashi is being a Raya that if a Yisrael kills an Eved, you kill the Yisrael. That is Bachal no Raya. The Yisrael killed an Eved, you killed the Yisrael.
But Rashi is because if an Eved kills a Yisrael, you kill the Eved. I don't have Eidim. So he says, maybe it's speaking about that it was Horeg with Nebet, and we don't need Eidim. So the Kibbeg of Bible is by a Tzorch Iyun, doesn't understand Pshat Rashi. Yeah, Elo Me'ato, we have your Amachloikis of Ochiv. Does Ochiv mean Ochiv b'mitzvahs, or Mishi Yesh Loi Achve? Nafkamin will be if an Eved falls into this category. So Elo Me'ato L'Rabbono. According to the Rabbono, that Ochiv means Ochiv b'mitzvahs, Eved Yekosha L'Malchus. So an Eved should be kosher to be a melech. He's ochiv b'mitzvahs, mekerav achecha, and he's ochiv b'mitzvahs, so, mishloim, according to Rabbi Yehud, it's only achve, but according to Rabbonon, he should be kosher l'malchus. Omri, so the Gemara says, yes, ninga kash and the Rabbonon. According to Rabbi Yehud, it's good, or le taimeich, tikshiloch, ger, le divrei hakel. Let me ask you another kash, what is, I'll ask, I feel according to Rabbi Yehud also. Can a ger become an eved? A ger zicha yesh loy achve, as we hear in Taisvitz. A ger zicha is achve. So why can a ger be a melech? El omakro, mikerev achecho, mimuvcho sheba achecho. Mikerev achecho means from the elite of the achim. And memele, from the elite is not. It means, so therefore, just like we're Mamayat Eger, we're Mamayat and Eveknani also. Let us see what Rashi says. Tik Shaloch Ger. Shaloidosai Veirosa Bigdushe. Afilo Rabbi Yehuda Daoche. Yesh Loyachbe. He is. Brothers. Uposel Amalchus. Afilo Shaita Baalma. He's posel for any minui whatsoever. Any position. Elim Kain Imami Yisrael. So on Kochok, there is a different din. There is a din of Mubchor Shebachech. Let us see Taisvitz. Tachsiv Kasha Zomam Lasseis Lochiv. His mother asked Akasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, the person was Zayman, Arigas Eved, he shouldn't be Chayim because it says Ochiv. Taima, the Tikshalei Rabbi Yehuda, I'll have a whole bunch, a multitude of other cases, it also says Ochiv, and we should be Mamayit, Neveknani, Moni Esvedim Zaymimin, as it tells me out Rabbi Kibecha. We have other cases, Ribis, Voino, the Goyin of Nefesh, the Bekulok Siv Ochiv. There it says Ochiv, so Lochaire, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara should have asked, so it should not be applicable by an Ebeknani. But Stok in Amik Siv, Ochicha Ha'evyein, they also need Ochiv, so there shouldn't be a mitzvah Sedoke by an Ebeknani. So Taisa says, this last kasha of Tzoke Omiyu Ktas Mashme Beperikama Degitin Nen Kolkach Choy Valitin Tzedoke La'evet. The Gemara, it would seem, it's Takazoi, and there isn't such a choyv to give Tzedoke to an Eveknani. The Omar, the Rav Shimon Gamliel Sova, the Gemara says, Yochol Ha'evet Leima L'Rabbi B'Shnei Batzayas. If it's a hunger, so an Eved could come to the Rebbe, to the Odin, and tell him one of the two. Oy parnaseini, or give me parnase. Oy etzieini lecheres, or be meshachami, ki heichi dechozeli inchi, and people will see me that I don't have food. Marachmi olai, and they'll give me food. But now that I'm an Eved, they won't give me food. So it seems there's such a taina to the other, and either you give me food or al kaponim. You should make it that people will give me food. How will you make this? By making me a ben chayim. So it seems
people only will give a ben chayim food, never k'nani taka the monkey food. And that's the tainim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So it seems taka like that. So it's not such a kasha according to Rabbi Yehuda. You should be potter to give tzedakah to Nebuchadnezzar. In a Hanami, Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to hold like that. The Goyin of Nefesh, Taisu says to Moshe Levest Akash, the Goyin of Nefesh, which will come out by Nebuchadnezzar, it shouldn't be applicable. Nami lo mechai bevet, afilo rabono, the Bnei Yisrael, because by the parish of Goyin of Nefesh, says Mibnei Yisrael, so ain't a Hanami taket. It's not applicable by Nebuchadnezzar. Bachnoki Maisos and Plutta Bilab Rabon and the Hoche, Beribis, why no Nami and Kinyin Levit Beloy Rabboi. So it's not Shriach, as you can't borrow or lend money to an Evet and Kinyin Levit Beloy Rabboi. So Mamela, so it could be these things that are Bachlal not applicable by an Evet Knani. Mamela, the only Kasha was Adam Zayman. Elamiyat, let's get back to the Gemara. We have again a machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanon. What the Taich, which says Ach is an Eved included, does it mean Ochiv the mitzvahs? Or does it mean Sheyesh Loy Achva and Mamela Nevetznan is Nismait? Like the Gemara, Le Rabbanon Ye Eved Koshalaydis. And an Eved be kosher ladies. Dechsiv, vihine, eid, sheker hoid, sheker ono ba'ochiv. So it seems the eid has to have a brother, sheker ono ba'ochiv. So an Eved ain't lay achve. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's good. So, an Eved is posalaitis. But according to the Chachamim, that an Eved is called Ochiv B'mitzvah. So, Mamela, an Eved is saying Eidus on another Yid, it's also saying an Ochiv B'mitzvah. So, Mamela, an Eved has Achim B'mitzvah. So, let an Eved be kosher l'Eidus according to the Rabbon. So the Gemara says, Oma Ule Eidis Leimotzis Amrit. You can't say that an Eved is Koshal Eidis. Why not? Oshie Eidis Bekalvachayme Meisha. Make a Kalvachayme from an Isha. Uma Isha. Shehi Ru'uya Lovei Bekol. She has a Maile. It's Yisroi Lovei Bekol. Psula Leidis. Afapiken she's posalaidis. That means even this maila that she possesses is not sufficient to be marsha halaidis. Eved, who has a greater chesaron than an isha, she'eini roi lovi bekol, and he didn't she posalaidis. So my maila make a kal b'chayma that an eved who is Golua Meisha Zikr should have the Chisrainus of Anisha. So the Gemara says, you can't say such a flat statement that an Eved is Golua Meisha, because there are certain things that an Eved is better than Anisha. Mala Isha, Shekain Ein Ruya Lamila, Taima Be'eved Shuroi Lamila. So Mamela, so in other Inyonim, an Eved is better than an Isha. So it could be, an Eidus is also better than an Isha. You lost your Kal V'chaim already, because in some Inyonim, an Eved is more chamer than an Isha. So the Gemara says further, Katan Yechiach. What are you telling me that an Eved should be Kosher L'Eidus, because he's Roi L'Mile? Cotton Yechiach she Yeshne Bemila. Cotton is also Yeshne Bemila, who posalaidis. So
So the mother says, Mal a kodn shein e be mitzvahs. A kodn is butter from all mitzvahs. Toime be eved shu be mitzvahs. You can't make a kalvochayma from cotton. If madoch a cotton that's loy lovi bekol, is possible ladies. So eved, that's possible because ich pos ladies. So you would ask before mala eved sheken yeshne bemila. So and cotton is also yeshne bemila. It's still possible ladies. Kavuchim from cotton. So the Gemara says, no, but cotton is a chesaron that Eved doesn't have. Cotton is potem in a mitzvah, and an Eved is chayev a mitzvah. So you can, so in one prat, an Eved is better than a cotton. So it could be, just like he's better in chayev mitzvah, could be he's better in hechshel eides. So the Gemara says, ishe techiyach. Aisha is also chayev b'mitzvahs. She's also posel leidus. She yeshna b'mitzvahs, psula leidus. So then I'll make mali isha shekain eina b'mile is ever techiyah. Kopen techiyah. The yeshna b'mile and posel leidus. Chazar hadin lo iroi ze ke roi ze lo iroi ze ke roi ze. So make now a matzah. Atzad hashove shebehen. So what is the tzad hashove of cotton and ishe? Sheken einon b'chol ha-mitzvahs. That means none of them are chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Cotton isn't mechuyiv in any mitzvahs. Like mitzvahs milu will say yes, but he's bottom of a lot of mitzvahs. And an ishe is only chayiv mitzvahs eshesh as man gromet. So you have these two. Have this chesaron of einam b'chol ha-mitzvahs and their posel ha-edis, upsulim lohoid, afani ovi esa eved, she'ene b'chol ha-mitzvahs, he's also not chayev b'chol ha-mitzvahs, and he should also have, should also be posel ha-edis. Let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi, Eidis leimotzis amrit, vi leinafkelom psule me'achicha, afilo you'll say, you can't learn how to psule from achicha because it's called achir b'mitzvahs, aboteisim a kalvochayma, I'll make a kalvochayma from Isha, just like Isha's postulatis, so Eved should be postulatis. How do you know that an isha is psula leidus? Tachsiv gabe edim zoymimim va'omdu shnei ha'anoshim. And the Gemara v'tanya b'shvuiz, the Gemara says in shvuiz, be'edim zoymimim akosu medaba. Va'omdu shnei ha'anoshim, these are the edim, ashel ha'morib, these are the baledinim. The mashma anoshim v'loy noshim. That's the makar I know that noshim apostolaitis, because it says by this they have to be anoshim. Now Rashi says the Gemara will assumes for a dover poshet that a cotton is also apostolaitis. How do you know that a cotton is apostolaitis? Rashi says two in yotim. Cotton nami mehoche nafkelon, tachsib anoshim v'loy ktanim. So that's how I know that Ktanim Apostle. For Oid, and Rashi says, another reason a cotton is Apostle Eidis, the Eidis Yatiyochel Azimai, it's Apostle, it's Eidis Yatiyochel Azimai, the Lav Bar Onshinu. He can't give an Einish to a cotton. So Mamela, that's why it's Apostle Eidis. Now, for 1 minute, let us see Rabbi Kebeger and Gulyan Ashas. So Rashi says two reasons why a cotton is posulated. One reason is anoshim b'leiktanim. The second reason is eidish yatiyochel azima. Nami mehoche nafke, zut Rabbi Kevege, kede isse bababas redav kufnun heyomet beis. So Rabbi Kevege says,
that this is a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra says beferish. How do I know that a cotton is posel eides? Because it says anoshim v'loiktan. Zot Rabbi Kevege v'hod aloi nokat be'Baba Basra shom tam habeis derashi. Why did the Gemara only bring this tam? Why didn't the Gemara bring the tam of Eidim Shatiyoch Lazimah? Yes, Loimel, Rabbi Kevege says an Iluyis, the Kivin, the Tiknur Hazal, the Dine Momenes Leitzorich Drisha Bechakira. Hazal said that Dine Momenes did not need Drisha Bechakira. That means, so when an aid comes and says, Aidus and Dine Momenes, we don't ask him, can you please tell me what day this occurred? We don't have this by Eidim Momen, you don't need Risha Bechakira. So we don't need... So Rabbi Kevege wants to say, why is it the Gemara in Baba Basra says that a cotton is posel eides because it says anoshim v'loiktan. So Rabbi Kevege, why didn't the Gemara mention the second reason of Rashi? B'hod lo inoket Baba Basra shom tama beis the Rashi do eidish atiyochal azima. Yeshloima, it could be the kivin, the tikno chazal, the dine momenes, leitzorech, drishe, vechakire. Since chazal were mesakin, atakone, that when edis are made and dine momenes, we do not ask them what day this was, we don't ask them. There's nothing drishe, vechakire, by dine momenes. So memele, by the nevoshes, it is that way. We ask him exactly. But by the moment, this is not in Drisha Bechakira. So memele, so automatically, so if you don't ask him what day it is, so it's not Eidish Atiyochel Azimam. He says, I saw you borrowed money, and he doesn't say when, what, and where. So memele, so you can't be mazim to Eidim anymore. So Al-Kochach, when Chazal made a takone, that in Dine Momnes, we accept Eidis without Drisha Bechakira, Takonet. So in this takonet lies, we accept Eidus who are in the Yochel Azimo. Because if you don't have Drisha Bechakir, it's automatically in the Yochel Azimo. So Memele Ayin Smat, Cheshemish Besimilam Gimus of Kot Mechavot. So the Smat Taka says this, by Mominus, you don't, after the takonet, we're accepting that means Minatel Apostle Eidus by Dinim Mominus. But Minatakonet, we're going to accept it. So, if you don't have Drisha Berkire, automatically you don't have Eidish HaTeochel Azimah, and the Chazal said, we're going to accept them. In Kein La'achet HaKonis Chazal, Lo'itzorch B'momen Eidish SheYochel Azimah, Gam Kotten Roy Leidis. The Gemara in Baba Basra is speaking about Dini Momenis. And the Gemara has to give a reason why a cotton is possible. So you can't say a cotton is possible because Eidish HaTeochel Azimah, because I got news for you, you don't need Eidish HaTeochel Azimah. Mishimochi noket hatam rak te kodem batzmusei posu. Vanoshim ksiv. Avol hoche de meire bidereise. Here Arashi is speaking about why mina toira kodem is posu. Shape noket Rashi di esheita. To eidish et yochel azim. It's another time. V'ulam kosheli. Va'al tam sheni. They bring down some of the, Rashi says two reasons. One reason is Anoshim Bulaiktanim, and then there's another reason, it's Eidish Atiyochel Azimah. Rashi says, it's Eidish Atiyochel Azimah. So the Kasha is, before we see Rabbi Kevege, they ask a Kasha, if it's Eidish Atiyochel Azimah, good, me the Rabbonim, we have an Afkamin, but why do you need the Torah, the Kepsul, from Anoshim Bulaiktanim? Typically, it's Eidish HaTeochel Azimah. I mean, so why they need another psul? So two nafkeminis. One nafkemin will be by Eidis HaChodesh. To say they saw the Levone. Now, Rabbi Kevege says, I have news for you. By Kiddush Levone, it's not, you don't need Eidish HaTeochel Azimah.
because they're talking about the Lavone, or they wanted it. They're talking about the Holden Eidish Yochel Azima means Sheker on the Ba'ochiv. If they're saying something about another person, you need Eidish at Yochel Azima. But to speak about the moon, you don't need Eidish at Yochel Azima. That's why you need the Mir Tabanoshim V'Leiktanim. That's why you need a meet of Anoshim V'Leiktanim. Another nafkamina haste is that, let's say if when he saw the Eidus he was a cotton, when he's relating the Eidus, he became a godel. So Mamela, there's a din of Tchilose B'Psul. So if you learn Psul's alts, Anoshim V'Leiktanim, so he saw it when he was Posel Eidus. So he can't relate to Eidus now. You learn it's a psul neidish at yochel azimam, so the neidish yochel is only a psul hagod, it's not a psul rir. Okay, these are nafkaminas. V'ulam koshali, dal tam sheini heich shayich loima kotn yachiyach. Kvege ech tzaberi lomde shekash. If you'll say the reason that a kotn is posul is because it's neidish at yochel azimam, ha'ein ha'psul ba'atzmusay mishum katnes. That means not, this is not a psul katnes. Al mitam di'at yochel azimay. That means, grad, every cotton is ein yochel azimay. That's grad the case. V'zeh ha'klal ba'edis, but this is not a din in a cotton, this is a din, ulay diminid edish at yochel azimay. V'tzach yochel azimay. Ube, Iyat yochel azimoy gam begdoilem posel. Bin kein loy shaykh loyma kotten yechiyach betzorichim. So Bekeveike seems to be asking as follows. That means, if the psul is als iyat yochel azimoy, so this is not a kottenes posel, it's yeshno bemile, and he's poselaitis. By a cotton, this guy the chasor nevi yata yochel azimoy. Whenever it's yata yochel azimoy, so the agod is agod the psule. Chmeina agod the loss of it's yata yochel azimoy is posel ahagid. But you can't say that I learn out an evit from a cotton. I learn out an evit from a cotton. Just like, if a cotton is a psule aguf, and a cotton is posel aidis, see, even though it's Yeshne Bemila, and Kosher Lekol, he's still posel aidis, so then, it's a kavachim of Evid. But if an Evid in Yesod is grat Kosher aidis, no, he can't be Mamad Agode because it's Yate Yochel Azimoy, so that is not a psul in a cotton. This chason of Yate Yochel Azimoy applies by everyone if it's Yate Yochel Azimoy. So it's not shy to say cotton yechiach. That means a cotton is not a posel. He's not a posel eight. He's posel lahoy, because it's yata yochel azimoy. And befrat if we say vakidish achidish that then cotton will be kosher. So Yizichah can learn out that you learn out an evet from a cotton. So what did the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, we make a mahatzad. We make a mahatzad. What's the mahatzad? Just like cotton and isha einam b'chol ha-mitzvahs, ela b'miktzahs. They're only achayim b'miktzahs mitzvahs. Isha mechayevis b'lavin, v'onshin, v'cotton yeshnoi b'mile. And the nevet is also the same thing. Nevet is also the same thing. So the Gemara says, Afanis Mela, I learn out now, you see, the sugim who are not chayav b'chol ha-mitzvahs are posel lahoid. So who adin a nevet that's a chayav b'chol mitzvah should also be posel lahoid. Frek the Gemara, Mala tzad ha-shava shebem shekein einon ish. Maybe by Eidus you need another qualification, which these two grad don't have. It says Omdo Anoshim, so you need an ish. And these two don't have this qualification. That's what the Apostle Lohi. Who told you to pinpoint the Psul Eidus is because the Einam B'chola Mitzvahs? Maybe there's another Chesaron, but by Eidus you need an Ish. An Eved is an Ish, and a Ish and Cotton are not an Ish. Taimi Bevet Shuish. So the Gemara says, Ela Teisi Mi Gazlan. I'll learn now from a Gazlan. Ma le Gazlan. So the Gemara says, a Gazlan is also a Gazlan is an Ish, and he's Posel Eidus. So the Gemara says, Ma le Gazlan Shekei Maisev Gomolei. A Gazlan is possible because of his actions. That means the Gazlan mitzad atzmai is not posoloid. His actions make him possible. Toima be'eved she'ein ma'is of gomoloi. So an eved doesn't have, that means an eved doesn't have these ma'isim that pasalim. So ma'mele could be an eved is kosher. A leteisi mi Gazlan. We learn out a ma'atzat from Gazlan. Mechad mehanoch. Now, let us see Rashi. She'ein ha'ish l'krina bushnei anoshim. Mi'gazlan, d'roi lovi b'kol. Make the kal b'chaim. Roi lovi b'kol. U'posel ha'edis. D'chsiv al toshis yotcha. Klaim al toshis roshe d'chomesei. Migazlan v'chad mahanoch, v'atzad ha'shova behem, she'enom zehirim b'chol ha'mitzvahs. That means all of these three, Gazlan and Kotten and Isha, have one common denominator. They're not zehirim b'chol ha'mitzvahs. Zeh mipnei rishoy, v'zeh mipnei sh'loi nitztaveh. But al koponim, they have one common chesorin, the natsehirim b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Say b'zoi, who adin eved, that's also natsehirim b'chol ha-mitzvahs. So also he should have this chesorin, that he should be posel eidus.